Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're spending this week focused on serving with a guarded heart. And today's specific topic is serving with a heart guarded by trust. The writer of Psalms tells us that the righteous should have no fear of calamity, that we live with a steadfast heart that is guarded by trust. We looked earlier this week at being guarded by a steadfast spirit. And I believe related to that is this steadfast heart that comes through a willingness of trust. It's so easy to mistrust, at least for me. I'm a rather skeptical person. And I believe most of us have had experiences where we have trusted someone and have ended up things not going so well. The trust was betrayed or was not held up. What we trusted would happen, what the word of that was given was not able to be honored. Sometimes, if we were to evaluate it honestly, we could say that it was circumstances beyond control. Other times, the appearance at least is that there was really no desire from the very beginning to honor what was said. That's why when we come to serving God, as we serve people, that it's critical that we put our trust fully in God, for He will not disappoint. Not in the big picture. I know many people who have been disappointed in God. They've been disappointed in things God has allowed, things God has brought them through, things God has brought them to. And disappointment is an easy feeling to arrive at in the midst of struggle, because we only see part of it. We become blinded to any hope. That's why it's so important to guard our heart with trust. It's easy in the midst of serving people to get caught up in the greatness of the need. At times, a seemingly unending need. And a seemingly unfair need. And unless we guard our hearts with a trust, a complete trust in God, we may find ourselves walking a path that begins to doubt. I remember my first trip last fall into Louisiana and driving into Lake Charles and just the incredible devastation everywhere. And my spirit being so overwhelmed with the impossibility of the task. And as I prepared to serve that week, it required a reminder to myself that my heart needed to be guarded by trusting God. And it became a practice of mine in the midst of the scope of something that was beyond me to deliberately look at my service as being simply giving a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus. And sometimes it was a literal cup of cold water. Most of the week it was tank after tank after tank after tank of chainsaw fuel. And running that chainsaw seemingly nonstop in between those tank refills. One person at a time, one home at a time, one opportunity at a time. Trusting that God was working in the lives of others to accomplish what one person could not do on their own. What one group could not do on their own. You see, sometimes we know the calling of God in our life. We feel the prompting of His Spirit to serve in a specific way. And when we fail to guard our hearts with trust, we many times choose not to serve. Sometimes our eyes are focused on the service opportunity itself, the people it might involve. We don't trust them. We don't trust the location. We don't trust the surroundings. We don't trust the need. Other times we evaluate that and we determine we don't really trust God. We rarely say that out loud, but we find excuses not to do what we know He's called us to do. Years ago, my first trip into Russia to serve people there, and to a friend of mine that was serving there and living there, spreading the good news of Jesus, planting churches, doing a great work. And I was heading over to spend some time and to encourage he and his family and to encourage the Christians there. And I remember flying into the country, and I had an overnight stay in a city before I would meet up with anyone I knew. And I was terrified. I grew up in the Cold War era. The Russian people were considered enemies of the United States. And I didn't know that I could trust anyone. Arrangements had been made at a hotel. I got there from the airport, and I just hid out in my room. After the 10 days or so, the next morning I went back to the airport, flew in to meet my friend, took a group, a camp retreat, a spiritual camp retreat, teaching and worship, and just an incredible time with God. And after 10 days with the people of Russia, at least the ones that I was able to work with and serve and spend time with, on my way home, it was kind of reverse of the way in. I had to spend a night in a city by myself. By myself, the city was full of people, a city that I did not know anyone. And when I got there and went to the hotel that was arranged again, put my stuff in the room, and I went out exploring, walking through the city, taking in the sights, gaining knowledge of the area. I had learned to guard my heart with trust. It wasn't a blind trust. It wasn't a foolish trust. I still paid attention to my surroundings. I still was on guard to a certain extent. But it was a trust that dispelled the unfounded fears, the fears that were simply in my mind. And that's what I'm talking about guarding our hearts with trust. It's allowing our trust in God to displace the unfounded fears. Because as we serve, there are things that we must be aware of. Serving in Louisiana, the constant keeping eyes open type thing was for danger. As we were cutting trees that had fallen every which way onto homes and properties and everything else, of trusting the people around me, but also paying attention and trusting that they were paying attention and consistently reminding one another to watch what we're doing. You see, guarding our hearts with trust isn't about a blind trust, but it's about trusting that each one of us are following the proper procedures, the proper protocols. We're starting the day knowing that we're serving God. And we're trusting that He has not only called us together, but has equipped us. And that He is with us. And we can serve with a steadfast heart when we put our trust in God. The outcome doesn't rely simply on us. The results of our serving doesn't depend solely on our efforts. The transformation that may be needed isn't of our making. When we trust God, our heart becomes guarded, knowing that our responsibility is simply to do the part God has called us to do. And we can serve with joy. We can serve with satisfaction. We can serve with a sense of accomplishment when we learn to guard our hearts with trust. When I left Louisiana after the second trip, there was still so much work to be done. Homes that are probably still today unlivable. But I could leave with a sense of fulfillment, a sense of peace, because I trusted God. I had done what I believed He called me to. And I trusted that He was calling others and continues to call others to work that still needs done. Today, as we pray, will you take time to evaluate how you're serving, where you're serving, who you're serving? And if you struggle to know the answer to any of those questions, see if your heart is guarded by trust. See if perhaps it's a lack of trust that has kept you from serving. And then ask God to help you to trust Him more fully. To trust that the work He wants you to do is good and valuable, important work. And then serve Him as you serve others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is full and complete. It lacks nothing. And Father, we live often as very skeptical people. Others have failed us. We have failed others. We think of trust as something that has to be earned and is easily broken. And Father, sometimes we let our experiences with people cloud the trust that we ought to have of You. And so, Father, as we have opportunities to serve, may we trust that the needs of those that we serve are genuine. May we trust You in giving us work that is good and important. May we trust You to accomplish more than what we can. May we trust You to continue the work when what You've called us to do is finished. May we trust You that we would live with a heart that's guarded, that our heart would not turn away from You, that our heart would not turn away from those who need to be served in Your name. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would help them to know that You can be trusted. In a world filled with so much deception, may You turn our cynical hearts fully to You. And may we help our children, our young people, see that there is One who can always be trusted. Father, in a time where it seems every bit of news and information that's dispersed has a bias to it, may we look to Your Word and know that it is completely true, completely able to be trusted. That just as You are trustworthy in of Yourself, that Your Word can always be counted on. May we guard Your heart through this very trust of what You've said. That when people around us try to reinterpret Your Word, try to make it say things that it doesn't say, may we see through that deception. May we continue to guard our heart with a trust that You will never leave us nor forsake us. I trust that Your Word is true and right. I trust that the name of Jesus is the only means by which a person can be saved. And Father, as we guard our hearts with those kinds of elements of the trust that we have, may we be more focused, more diligent in sharing the good news of Jesus. May we recognize the power that is in His name. A power that leads and brings people to salvation, to a transformed life, that they too can live with a guarded heart, a heart that's guarded by a trust, a faith in You. And God, as I pray today, I ask that we would take the things that You've called us to do, that Your Word has spoken to us, that Your Spirit has convicted us of, and that we would serve with a heart guarded by trust in such a way that we would lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.